Hi, my name is Arnas Fedorovicius from The Last Kingdom, and you're listening to Radio Cafe.
Nice to see you. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too. It's nice to be back in Budapest. I haven't been here for a while. I'm feeling good. The weather's nice. Yeah, man. It's a great day.
How long you stay?
I only stayed here for like a little bit over 24 hours because I flew in yesterday and I saw a bunch of my friends. I drove around the city a little bit and I got to leave in a couple hours again because of...
What's the next stop?
I'm going back to London tonight, and then I'm flying to New York tomorrow for a little while. I hope it didn't burn yet, right? I hope it's all right in New York.
I hope so.
With that positive attitude, let's get on the flight.
You got a great role in The Last Kingdom. How you connect to that role and how you can escape from the role?
I think, I've learned a lot about myself through that role. I think with every role, you get an opportunity to glimpse inside of yourself, because a lot of it is like, yeah, you're creating something, but ultimately I don't have that much experience to prove it either way, but you're pulling something out of yourself. It already exists. I think I've learned with Citric from The Last Kingdom to listen more, to observe more. And over time, I think I had more fun with him than other times, but I definitely added something to my life from it, if that makes sense.
Of course it makes sense. And also I was wondering what kind of method you use, how deep you go in your past.
Sometimes I think you could use that. I think I see where you're alluding to is one of the famous method, using your sense memory and your emotional memory and whatnot. Yeah. I think it works for some. I personally like creating imaginary circumstances more, and wow, sometimes use that, but I think I'm quite lucky that I do have a broad imagination. I don't know if any of it translates onto screen, but when, you know, doing the work, whatever, air quotes, I rely a lot. I'm like, oh, what if, oh, what, how would I feel like if I did this? So I think I like to rely on that. Obviously, you do some reading and preparation of what do you think this person has gone through in his or her life. But ultimately, I think you focus on people in front of you, and I think that's the most... I think the biggest thing I've learned from this, and in general, I think in life, is that it's never about you. Wow. Whatever you do, it's never really about... You're a part of it, but it's never about you as the main person, if that makes sense. Again,
it makes sense, yeah. You talk about connection now, which is really important, but when you build up a character, you go for your past, you go for your neighbor's character, you go in the street, you go in a pub, how you pick up the symptoms of a character?
That's a very interesting question. Well, I think in this case, the beginning is lucky because the character exists in a book, right? So it's based on a book. So you can start your scavenging, your detective work from that, right? That you read that, you can imagine what the person is like. Then you try from the description in the script, I guess you try to find what things are aligned with you as a person and what things are different. So you create this, like, not pros and cons, but like, in that person similar to me like that in this sense and different to me in that sense. And you kind of blend those together and see what comes out of that. And then again, mostly, I think you learn about the character through seeing their relationship with other characters. So often, I think in the script, you see how another person talks to your character. And from that, you can learn about yourself. Again, right, it comes back, I think. Again, I'm only learning all of this stuff, and I'm not sure if I'm capable enough to prove it yet, but it always seems that it's more about seeing your life through other people's eyes. I keep repeating, if that makes sense.
You look sweating. I mean, it's...
sweating.
Yeah.
Well, it's hot. I've been jumping around. I've just been taking photos, and I was answering another interview, and I realized, like, oh, damn, I must be very sweaty. I just went in. When we do the photo shoots, it's a lot of just jumping around and being silly.
You got a scar in your face. What's that from?
I'm a hyperactive kid. So I used to run around and hit my head on a lot of things when I was a kid. So originally, I think I hit my head on a corner of a table at the age of 3. And then at the age of 17, I doubled down and hit it again. So it's a double-stitched scar, and it just stayed like that. The makeup artists love it, though. They're like, oh, can we use that? Like, yeah, sure, okay. Because you're not going to hide it, probably.
Did you play with this? Like, this could be part of one of the characters?
Oh, yeah, for sure. for this particular job, when I got a call back to audition for it again, one of the notes from the director was like, make yourself uglier. So I'm like, all right, cool. So I remember I dirtied myself up and whatever. So when I got the job, my goal was to like, how can we make him whatever? So we used the scar to build other scars, and this entire side of him, Citric, was created to be as his weak side, supposedly, because he has all the scars here. He originally had only had one van brace on this side because constantly gets damaged here. But that's all just details that you might, as audience, not necessarily even see, but they're just nice for you as a creator to like, all right, if anything, I have an explanation for it for myself.
Let's go for some personal field. What did Last Kingdom bring for you? Are you where you dreamed to be at this age?
That's a very nice question. I think originally, if I look at my younger self, at my little self, if I look at the 15-year-old who dreamed to be in movies and on shows, I think from that perspective, I'm like, damn, I'm actually doing what I've dreamed of doing. Last Kingdom in itself is definitely a career-changing and defining moment because it opened up my world to other opportunities, but it also, professionally speaking, I think it taught me something very important about leadership. Because Uhtred, Alexander Draiman, who played Uhtred, he's a phenomenal leader. He on set, the atmosphere that he created, that we all created, contributed to, but ultimately it was him being super nice to everyone, being super professional. That because of that, everybody always showed up and did their best. And I think that's one thing that I've learned. And then coming to a new set, you kind of notice yourself behaving a little bit differently. So not only did it add to me professionally, I think on a human level I've really learned to appreciate others and this line of work.
It's a work on yourself to appreciate others.
Well, I would think that this comes with some sort of a level of curiosity. So when you manage to maintain the curiosity and sometimes turn around the curiosity from yourself, because we tend to do that a lot. We think about ourselves quite a lot. Yeah. And this line of work, this job, supposedly should put you in a place where you think about yourself a lot more. But my experience has been the opposite, that I get to meet so many different people, so many new people, and they're all very different. So I think if you can manage to just keep focusing on others, I forgot what was the beginning of the question.
Just forget about that. Actually, I don't remember either. So what are you doing tomorrow in New York?
Actually, I'm not going to name the school, but I've applied for this acting school. So I'm doing like a six week course.
Which acting school? What's the name of it?
We're going to be doing Meisner stuff. So it's going to be Meisner stuff. I don't want to publicize yet. It's the school itself is called Terry Knickerbocker Studio. So don't send the address to anyone. But yes, I'll be doing a six-week course. I've been looking at the school for years, and I'm glad that I finally have the opportunity to do some movement and voice work. And I think everything in life needs to be constantly worked on, right? So whatever engine you start, you got to keep revving it, and otherwise you'll just run out of fuel or it will go rusty. So I'm very long-winded answers, but I just want to be the best you can at whatever you choose to do. And the more you can practice it, hopefully you can get better at it.
This thing that you want to be the best of what you do, that's a normal thing. I mean, it's like it's our nature. But what if you realize that there are other bests? How you treat it?
Well, first of all, I wouldn't say like it's the best amongst others or anything. It's more of a quality of competing with yourself. So personally, I would just like to be consistently good enough to keep working on this, to keep doing this job. So, and I think going to schools like this and spending time with people who are really good at it, you just keep like a sponge, you keep absorbing, you keep learning. Hopefully you're getting better. Hopefully you're becoming maybe a nicer person, a better person. But there's so many professionals, people that you can learn from just by spending time with them. So I think that's my approach.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Take care.
Take care and have a nice trip tomorrow.